For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I know a lot about golf.
Well, we're waiting.
Those Weekend Golf Guys, I'm John Ashton. He, back from gallivanting all over the frigid state of Florida.
It was nasty. It was not fun to gallivant in Florida last week.
Can imagine, man.
Can tell Jeff you. Smith.
Golf Magazine Top 100 teacher and co-host of Those Weekend Golf Guys for so long. Now, Jeff spent not only the 4 days at the PGA Merchandise Show, but he spent extra days prior to and after hobnobbing with his top 100 compatriots and learning some stuff, but more importantly, teaching some stuff.
Yeah, it was fun.
And you know? did you find a substitute for me, man? I know you're going to use me as a demo unit.
As a crash test dummy?
Before I realized
so,
I couldn't go.
You know, it was perfect because I found this guy and, you know, he had a cane and it was like, this is perfect. I don't have to change my shtick.
Speaking of shtick. Oh, man. You know. The weather in the Midwest, Mid-South, however you want to refer to it, I am in Louisville, Kentucky. He is in Columbus, Indiana, which are not that far apart, actually. Today, it's 58 degrees. Sun is shining. My brother-in-law is ticked off at me because I'm doing this today, recording this, rather than playing golf.
Yeah, well, guess what?
Thursday, we're going
tomorrow
to get...
Tomorrow ain't going to be much better. It's going to be lousy.
We're going to get like 3 feet of snow.
Yeah.
So
we're going to be getting some major ice tomorrow through tomorrow night. And Thursday, we're going to get a lot of
stuff.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff.
So therefore, golf is again on the back burner, the way back burner. Maybe we should invent a game you can play in snowshoes. I'm not sure.
You know, I think that's a good idea. A game? Can we play golf in snowshoes? That would be an interesting thing.
And it would.
Yeah. Let's try it. Let's wait till Thursday and test it out.
We'll test it out. We'll have to video it and see how it goes. We are going to basically do a rundown of what Jeff did at the PGA show because he saw a lot of stuff that you need to know about because it's going to help you become a better golfer this year. So hang out. We'll be right back. We are Those Weekend Golf Guys.
You know, golf season is back, and now is the time to add even more excitement to the PGA season. You can do it by starting a pool on runyourpool.com and put your golf knowledge to the test. Run Your Pool makes it ridiculously easy to play alongside your friends, family, office mates, your regular weekend foursome, guys at the club, whoever. Make every week more exciting, whether it's the Masters or the Corrales Punta Cana. You're looking for a season-long or weekly contest? Well, we got it. From fantasy golf pools to one-and-done pools, major pools, and more, there's a contest there for everyone. Now, Run Your Pool lets you run your games your own way, and every pool has a variety of settings to choose from to make it your own. You can even brand your pool for your company, your local business, your bar, your golf club, whatever. There's one local pub that's been hosting a custom pool for 20 years. Join the thousands of golf fans already making each week of the PGA season more exciting by starting a pool today. Head to runyourpool.com/TWGG and use the code TWGG to get $10 credit toward your first pool. That's runyourpool.com/TWGG. That's for Those Weekend Golf Guys. Check them out today. And join us in our free contest for a chance to win. Head to runyourpool.com/TWGG to join. And use podcast to get $10 credit towards starting your first pool. That's runyourpool.com/TWGG. We will see you on the leaderboard.
Golf trip in the works? Think Fred.
French Lick. French Lick Resort is the Midwest's favorite destination for a golf getaway. Their Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses have been ranked number one and two in Indiana for 11 straight years. Once your rounds are done, hit the casino and play a little more. Go to FrenchLick.com to get started. Two amazing courses, one great destination you gotta play. FrenchLick.com. Must be 21 to enter the casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT or text INGAMB to 53342.
It is Astos Weekend Golf, guys. We are back into it. I mean, we're into the second month of 2022 now. So no more of this happy new year. You should be used to writing 22 on any checks you write if you still write checks. I wrote my first and only one of the year, I think, a couple of days ago and did get the date right. But the PGA Show is an end of January tradition. Yeah, it's back, but it was back in limited form. And first off, I want to get your impressions, man, because all of the big companies, Ping, Callaway, all of them weren't there.
You are right. And it was peaceful. I can tell you a couple things. Here's a good way to look at this. We didn't have long lines to wait in at dinner. The houses we stayed in were cheaper and readily available. Mm-hmm. The rental car line at the airport was smaller. And I could still hear while I was on the show floor. So it felt very much like a regional show, as opposed to the big, gigantic circus that it normally is.
Right.
And in the absence of all those big companies, a lot of the smaller companies that still were there, boy, okay. They sold a lot of stuff.
Did they?
They sold a lot of stuff. I saw people taking orders and writing stuff left and right. It was crazy. There was a lot of business being transacted there.
Well, that's
so it wasn't the sleepy town as people would want to purport it to be. It wasn't. Yeah. It just wasn't the booming, loud extravaganza that it normally is.
Yeah, a lot of times the guys from those big companies are like the watch salesman in Times Square. It's kind of like, psst, psst, hey, buddy, hey, hey,
yeah,
have you seen this? Come here.
But you know what? There's some pretty cool stuff there.
Okay. What was the big thing that you saw? The thing that gave you the, oh, wow, I need one of those.
Well, I bought it.
Oh, well, there you go.
So I normally don't promote an awful lot of product, and I'm going to wait until I test this product before I say anything about it.
Well, that's fair.
But I bought it on its promise. So this is something that homeowners can actually afford, and this is something that I need if it's correct.
Okay.
If it is incorrect, I sell it off and I tell people it's not correct.
Okay.
Okay. So let's get into the realm of launch monitors.
Okay.
Normally, I use a $20,000 launch monitor that says it's correct because it is the gold standard and they are correct.
Right.
Okay.
For 20 grand, it better be.
For 20 grand, right? It better be, right? So there's a couple of them out there right now. Before I went to the show, there was a couple of them out there in the $2,000 range that they're homeowner grade stuff and that I knew them to be inaccurate.
Okay.
One of them has stepped forward and fessed up to their inaccuracies and said, we now have it. Here's what we were. And we knew we didn't get the spin right. So that means your distance was off, your curvature was off, and how high your ball traveled was off.
Other than that, it was perfect.
Yeah, that's right. But it works outside. It's a radar unit, and radar units don't work worth spit indoors because nobody has enough ball flight for the radar unit to pick up on the distance that the ball carries and the spin, right?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Not because radar is a bad thing. That's not true at all. It's just that they don't have enough flight to catch all that, right?
Can't get all the information.
Right, but the camera-based units like the Foresight, the GC Quad that I have, and the GC3 that I have – don't require that because they're sitting out front and they're taking multiple pictures of the ball post impact and at impact, okay. Right? So they don't need that. But the radar units need a lot of flight.
Okay. So is this a radar unit that we're talking about?
This one's a radar unit. And I owned it 2 years ago. I bought it based on its promise and said, we're good. Mm-hmm. And outside, you know what they were? They were good.
Okay.
So inside, in and of itself, if I was a teacher only teaching outdoors,
right,
that radar unit that I bought would have sufficed.
Right.
Would have been correct enough for me, a golf instructor, to use as fact.
Okay.
But it was terrible as soon as I moved it indoors.
Okay.
So this year they've added something that helps it track things. So this radar unit costs the same amount of money as it did 2 years ago. And I bought it again because I sold my first one within a week because it didn't work worth spit indoors.
Okay.
And me having the indoor studio and that being a large portion of what I do, I have to have truth. I can't pay for lies.
Right.
Because that's when they're inaccurate and they tell you stuff, that's a lie.
Your students wouldn't pay for lies.
No.
You'd have many fewer students after a while.
Right. So I bought this unit again.
Okay.
Based on its promise. We fixed our problems. We identified what they were. And we fixed them. And here's this again. And oh, by the way, I'll give you a 30-day money-back guarantee if you don't like it. Okay.
All right. Is this still a radar unit?
It's still a radar unit, right? But they added something to it that's supposed to make it correct. I don't care what they added. It doesn't matter. It matters that the numbers that I get off of this are true and they're comparable to my Foresight GC Quad. Mm-hmm. And if they are, I will tell you about it. So that's the big thing.
Okay.
But a couple of other things, you know, of course, I'm helping the world of training aids and whatnot, right?
Sure.
And there's a couple of things that could help everybody. Everybody. So they're small things that are really cool.
Okay.
And they're pretty interesting because of how simple they are. I got one of them right here. This thing's called a Tour Aim, and it is a piece of plastic with holes drilled into it, right? And strategically placed. So they've got and what you do is you set this thing up, and you run some alignment sticks through it to stand up, and you can putt through this hole that you see here, or you can lay it down flat and put alignment sticks on the ground, and it'll hold your alignment sticks a certain width apart so you can practice, right? And then you can put some in at odd angles where the alignment sticks come off at odd angles so you can work on your swing plane. And that piece of plastic right there from Tour Aim is easily reproducible, so I thought, because I bought one.
Uh-huh.
And I decided, I know people, I'm going to do this.
I can make one of these.
I can make me one of those. Well, you know what? They made them such a good deal at the PGA show that I'm like, well, why do I need to do that?
Yeah.
The hassle that I would go through to make that isn't worth the money anymore. If it was a higher priced thing, I would make a bunch of them.
So you can use that to practice alignment for everything.
Yeah.
Not
alignment,
just putting.
Ball position, swing plane. You can putt through the little hole that's in there. You can set it up on end and you can work on that and work on your putting. It's a fantastic piece of plastic.
It's called a Tour Aim.
Tour Aim. Yeah, it's great. And you know what? I don't normally just go out endorsing the products at all, but this one, I'll tell you, it's so simple and it works with everybody for anything that I'm going to have this in my teaching bag 100% of the time. Because it's small, it's lightweight, and I can use it for lots of – it's multi-purpose.
Yeah. So, if you're around, this is available on YouTube. If you want to see what he's talking about, just go to weekendgolfguys.tube. Okay.
Yeah.
Weekendgolfguys.tube, and you can see this video. We do all the behind the scenes. There's no editing to our videos. We push the record button at start and then we push it at end, and there's a bunch of stuff in the middle.
And we try to edit ourselves.
That the radio people never get to hear, but you go to weekendgolfguys.tube and you'll catch all the blemishes.
I mean, you get to hear John say all kinds of filth and foul.
There's even some four-letter words that escape now and again, like golf. There is. I want to talk to you too because my brother-in-law and I are well, we're planning to do something that I probably shouldn't be doing. I'm going to talk to you about it. And I think a lot of us are planning to do something like this. So hang out because you probably could benefit from hearing this conversation when we come right back. We are those weekend golf guys. Hang out with us here.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You've heard all the stories about all these people making ridiculous money from crypto. Did you know that it is easy for you to do the same? I'm a stock market guy, and beyond Bitcoin, which I've heard of, I don't know from crypto. But I found someone with a history of success who anyone can copy. The Copy My Crypto membership site shows you the cryptocurrencies that YouTuber James McMahon personally holds. So you can just copy him. You don't need to know a thing about crypto or even how to invest. You just simply copy what James does. He runs the Crypto with James YouTube channel. They have over 15,000 subscribers. And since March of 2020, he's told his viewers to buy 26 crypto coins. Had you put $100 into each one, it would now be worth over $66,000. And this is all public knowledge. You can go to YouTube and you can verify it for yourself. Head over to copymycrypto.com/golfguys. Our listeners can join for just a buck, and you won't find this offer anywhere else. That's copymycrypto.com/golfguys.
And we are back, those weekend golf guys. I'm John Ashton. He is Jeff Smith. He's back from the PGA show. I've just moved. I've mentioned a couple times. I've just moved into a new house. And one of the things that enthralled me with this house, or enamored me of this house, or made me say, I want this house, is there is a huge 2.5-car garage right next door to the family room with the built-in bar.
Bar? Let me guess. Let's see. Bar next to, a space big enough to hit golf balls?
Yeah. And I was looking and saying, and there was a design flaw. I guess the deck was added as an afterthought, because the stairs to the deck come down about 6 inches into the path of a car coming out of the second bay of the garage. And I don't think with the cars I have, there's enough space to navigate around that. So it looks like one of my cars is going to have to be parked outside, which leaves a huge area inside the garage that's basically doing nothing.
Well, that's terrible. What will you do with it?
My brother-in-law and I, we were just talking, and he said, you know, this would be a great place. A golf simulator would actually fit here.
Shall I tell you about the ones that I saw at the PGA show?
The ones, if you go with five-figure costs, no. But you mentioned earlier some homeowner grade.
Yeah. The one I was thinking about had a 3 and a 5 and some zeros in it.
Yeah. Yeah. 3 zeros.
3 zeros, not 00035, right?
Before the decimal point, it had 3 zeros. Yeah.
It did. It had, yeah. And then.
But you mentioned that. And you mentioned prior to this being at the show, too, that they are making inroads in the equipment that are making consumer-grade golf simulators kind of accurate.
They're getting there. So the ones that are out there in that $2,000 range, not quite there yet.
Okay.
Not quite there yet. But let me tell you. If this thing that I talked about just a little bit ago is that, I'm going to have to talk to you about what you can do with it.
Okay.
Today's testing day.
Okay.
I brought it home with me from the show, and they said, wait till Tuesday. We have a firmware upgrade coming on Tuesday.
Oh, so it'll work more better today than it would have yesterday.
That's right. So I said, okay, fine. I'll charge it up. I'll wait patiently. Today, before the show, I downloaded that firmware upgrade.
Uh-oh.
Now, all of a sudden, we got some activity. I'm going to be using it, going to test it.
All right. Let me ask you, though, and I know that you're a purist and you're a coach and you're an instructor and you love accuracy and you hate lies. But how detrimental to my game would it be?
To be lied to?
To be off a little bit.
Well, it depends on how big the lie is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's say it's off by 3-4%.
Okay.
Okay. How good can you get? How do you know which way it's off 3-4%?
Well, that's true.
Your ball normally curves one way, and then all of a sudden it curves the other way.
It could show me hitting the ball straight, whereas it's actually 4% curve to the left.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah. Okay.
Is what's your tolerance for error? Mine is zero. Uh-huh. But keep in mind that I have that opinion purely because I want to get better. And my job is to get other people better. And I can't do that if I don't have facts.
Right.
So, but let's just talk about the normal person who's not me and not the persnickety guy that I am.
Exactly.
If that thing's within 3-4%, I'm using it.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Because
the trouble is, how do you know?
That was going to be my next question.
Great minds think alike, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you get your thing and you go find out. You go test it up against something that's really good. And you go spend money to go find out somebody who's got one of the big expensive ones that tells you stuff. And you put yours right next to it and you say, can I compare? Can I pay you for an hour of your time to compare the validity of my machinery that I'm going to try to use for my fun and / get a little bit better at golf up against yours? And they'll gladly do it. They'll take the fee, let you use it to test, and walk away with your own conclusions about what you've purchased.
Yep. Let me translate what Jeff just said is, John, don't buy one of these and then come up here and ask him to test it out for free. Right?
I didn't really say it that way. But what I'm saying is that somebody has spent a lot of money on machinery and that are factual, and they have a business. So honor their business instead of trying to just go act like you can use their stuff that they paid their hard-earned money for free.
Sure.
But look at it like, okay, it's worth my time. I bought a $2,000 thing, and I want to compare it against that $20,000 thing. But at least I offer the guy $100 to go see if it's right. Because why would I invade on his territory and his time? Why would he bother to let me come in and use it just to find that out and give up time that he could be using his machinery and his time to make money?
That's right. Can you hear the dog going bananas in the background?
No, huh? Really can't hear
it. Good. Because he is, and I'm going to have to go slap him around a little bit.
No, don't slap the dog. Just feed him poison. I mean, I shouldn't do that either.
It's funny. He's getting used to the fact that he now lives in a neighborhood with other people.
Oh,
you know, we were in a very quiet cul-de-sac before we moved, and now you know people like walk up and down the street, the sidewalk in front of the house.
And now he decides to announce the fact that he's there watching them.
That's right. He's going crazy.
Yeah.
So you have yet tested. It's a $2,000 product that we're looking at. So if it worked, then my brother-in-law and I could go in halvesies on a $2,000. Now, that doesn't include any of the accoutrements, does it?
No.
No screen. No.
No. It's just
no
the thing.
No nothing.
It's just the thing.
Okay. Right. So what would, realistically speaking, kind of an investment would one be looking at to get a consumer grade? A decent golf simulator at home.
Well, let's think of a couple things. If I was going to start on the budget, which I think everybody ought to, I would go get a net.
Okay.
Hit into the net.
Oh, I thought right? You were talking about a net. Because I knew Annette.
She was one of the Mouseketeers a long time ago, John. I know you still got that stuck into your head, right?
Cello.
Annette Funicello, right? I'm not sure she's still alive, but if she is, she's probably still got the same bouffant hairdo.
Yeah.
Right? But no, I would go get Annette and a good mat. There's okay. No, there's some real serious value to hitting off of a surface that won't harm you. Because if you're okay. going to put this thing inside the house, you're going to use it a bunch. You're going to bang balls off it. So it better be soft.
Right.
Right. You get one that's too hard. Next thing you know, you're jarring your wrists. Right. Not a good thing.
A few years ago at the PGA show, and I don't know what happened to it. There was a guy who I thought had probably one of the best ideas the world had ever seen, but he had a hitting mat mounted on magnets, and yep. and there were, you know, the reverse polarity magnets. So basically the top mat you hit off of was floating.
Yeah.
It was awesome. What happened to that? And I guess you could probably make one on your own, couldn't you?
You probably could if you knew what the heck you were doing.
Yes.
But it was awesome. I tested it and I was like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, right? It was fantastic.
Right. It would give and you wouldn't hurt yourself. And it was incredible. And I don't know what the heck they called the thing, so I don't even know how to Google it anymore.
All I remember is it was invented by some guy who lived in Holland. Excuse me, the Netherlands.
The Netherlands, yeah. So what is it? Magmat? Magnamat?
I have no idea, but I mean, that was the idea that the hitting surface gives.
Yeah.
Because the ground gives when you hit it, you know, so that replicated the feel 100%.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah. So get yourself a good mat and a right. net. And then all these things, all these monitors, they all work off an iPad.
Okay.
All right. So let's say you have zero and you got like a $5,000 budget. So total.
Right.
You go get yourself a $1,000 to $1,500 iPad. You get one of these $2,000 machines or $2,500 machines because of, you know, inflation. And next thing you know, you're at four. And then you spend $500 on a mat. And you got plenty of money left over for a net. And then you just hook it up to a TV
yeah.
with an HDMI cord. And you put the TV on the wall. So you can get by with it pretty darn cheap.
Yeah.
Then you get a new iPad out of it.
You get a new iPad. Yeah, and you get, most of all, you get a practice facility that you don't have to pay for on an hourly basis.
You said practice facility like it was nothing.
I know.
Like, wow, I got a practice facility in my own backyard now. It's in my garage. And I use it never. Because you don't.
That's true.
But could you imagine if you put that in and you still didn't practice? The grief that you would get from me on this show on a weekly basis.
Or from, you spend how much? You use it how little?
We got more. We'll be right back. We are Thirst Weekend Golf Guys.
I am a coffee freak. No, I mean, I am a coffee connoisseur. Whatever the proper word is, I drink coffee all the time. It is my beverage of choice. I fancy myself a coffee expert. When I talked to the folks at Trade and they told me that 90% of the coffee I get from the grocery store is actually stale, I kind of freaked out. I mean, you heard that right. 90% of coffee from the grocery store is actually stale. The coffee that you know and think you love, well, it needs an upgrade. Trade's been featured in the New York Times and Wired, GQ, but now they have hit the big time, and we're talking about them here on Those Weekend Golf Guys. Subscription is no hassle. Skip shipments, change your frequency, or you can cancel it at any time. Not a problem. Now, right now, for our listeners only, Trade Coffee is offering a total of $20 off your first three bags when you go to drinktrade.com/golfguys. Go get started. Take the quiz at drinktrade.com/golfguys and start your journey to your perfect cup. drinktrade.com/golfguys. Get $20 off your first three bags.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text.
Text SPARK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text SPARK to 321-321. That's SPARK to 321-321.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It is us, those weekend golf guys. I'm John Ashton. I'm in the studio. He is Jeff Smith. He is, you're still at the Timbergate Golf Course.
I am.
In Edinburgh, Indiana. One of Golf Magazine's top 100 teachers and a great coach. Nice guy. And we're talking about putting together something to practice in your own home.
You know what? There's so many things that I saw. So I've got this thing that's about to happen, right?
Okay.
We did this a couple shows ago, 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be producing this series of things that you can use that are household items,
right,
that can help you play better golf.
Right.
That's going to be coming out on golf.com starting in February.
Okay.
So it's a monthly feature, right?
Uh-huh.
So the whole goal here is to get you to play better golf, but the whole goal isn't to have you spend a bunch of money to go do it. Right.
Exactly.
Go spend your money on golf lessons and then find out how
you can
incorporate the things that you already have that can help
save your money for lessons and equipment.
Yeah.
I mean, clubs, basically.
Well, it's not just clubs, but sometimes it's things that can help you get better. Sometimes you already have them in your house. Sometimes you can make them.
True.
Sometimes you can fudge something together to make yourself get better.
And jury-rig something.
Yeah. You know, we used to putt on the kitchen floor, the tile floor, right? And we just putt in the grout lines.
Yeah.
And the goal, of course, is to see how we could keep it in the grout line, and that tells us about stroke and pace.
Right. Well, you know, and the speed of your tile floor in the kitchen is probably about a 15.
Right. So it taught you some soft touch.
Yeah.
But, you know, the reality of that is it really worked because it was just there, and you had a built-in goal. It would come out of those grout lines pretty quickly if your face was off.
Mm-hmm.
So it taught you how to do that. It taught you how to used to line them up on the squares.
Right.
And you line the face up so you could know what straight looked like.
Yeah.
And you could deliver it right back there. And there was proof. It was right there in front of your face, and we spent $0 and 0 cents. But boy, let me tell you, when we do that indoors – and there's other people in the house, they are not happy with you for making all that racket.
It's a golf ball on wood or tile floors is not quiet.
No. However, it's effective.
Yeah.
So timing is everything, right?
Right.
Do it yourself, right? So we used to do all kinds of things, right? I've talked on this show many times about wintertime indoor golf.
Yeah.
Ping pong balls, folks.
Yep.
You already got them. They cost you nothing. And if you don't have them, go to that cheap old big box store and go pick up a dozen of those things. They cost you nothing. And they
it's like $1.98 for 12.
They won't break stuff.
Yeah.
You might break that ball, but not, you know, I'm going to hit them that hard. But truth is.
Yeah. You have.
They're not knocking over the lamp.
Yep.
They're not breaking the window panes. They're not breaking that television screen.
They don't even leave dents when they hit the wall.
Nope, they don't. And they're not knocking that picture of your mother-in-law off the wall. You have to use a little firmer ball for that one. Just saying. Right? So ping pong balls, folks, that's another one of those indoor things that you could use. You know, stuff you got at home that can make you better.
Right.
So here's the thing. I was at the show, and I saw some cool gizmos that people could buy. I'm going to rattle off a couple of them.
Okay.
Because not that I'm just endorsing the product, because I'm not trying to do that for a commercial sake. What I am trying to do is tell you, hey, look, these things aren't all that expensive, and they really help you get better.
Okay.
And one of them is a pressure plate. And your pressure plate, it's like a flat-topped, curved-bottomed piece of hard plastic that you stand on. And it's like a rocker panel.
Okay.
So you got a little curve on the bottom. So when you swing back, you know, you push down on the back foot. And then to turn, swing forward, you step on the front foot. And it rocks. And it helps you change your pressure.
Okay.
So people used to call it just weight shift. It's really about pressure. It's about stepping, stomping, putting pressure on the leg, right?
I would imagine that would also help you with timing, wouldn't it?
It does. It helps you with force. It helps you with timing. And it helps you with all kinds of stuff. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. This is better than a metronome.
Something like that. I mean, it's available. Heck, the thing was selling for $100, $104 or something. Uh-huh. It's cheap. And then they had this thing, an alignment disc. So it's this big donut-looking thing. James Hong is on the show. He'll be happy about this. Right? It's a big, gigantic, heavy donut. It's kind of like a stone, but it looks like a donut.
Okay.
And it's got a bunch of holes drilled in a bunch of different angles where you stuff alignment rod in.
Okay.
People go, oh, I can make that out of a block of wood. Yes, folks, you can. You really, literally can. So here's a heavy object. They did it with a thing that felt like a stone and looks like a donut.
Okay.
And they just drilled a bunch of 5/16 inch holes, or slightly larger, in the thing at a bunch of different angles. And then you could set that thing on the ground and it'll hold your alignment rods for you. Now, just imagine that that's something as cheap as a 4x4. Right?
Right.
You go, well, I got a block of wood. I'll just use that. Yes, do it. Okay. But these products are out there and people make money on this stuff. Because it's just a way to hold your alignment rod in the right spot. You can pick it up, kick it around, move it around, do whatever you want, and boom, you got your alignment rod where you want it. What a great idea. A novel concept.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there are so many of us who are so hungry for easy, affordable ways to get better.
Yes.
That we will try anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A block of wood, you know, you could call it the Board of Education if you wanted to. Right?
You better patent that very quickly.
I should, right? Do you trademark something like that or you patent it? If you say
I have no idea.
Yeah? Well, somebody's got to help me out with that.
Just copyright it.
Yeah, that's what it is. Copyright, yeah. I guess. I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, I mean, think about it. Here I am talking about this piece of plastic, about a bunch of holes drilled in it at different angles, and they cut a hole in it. Could you imagine if this was a big, thick block? And you could have the things that are a bunch of sticking out at a bunch of different angles.
Yeah.
Of course you can.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? So it's pretty cool. You could do that.
The ideas that are floating in the head of the people who come up with these ideas. And then the idea that, I mean, it's close to $30,000 for a booth at the PGA show. How many of those do they have to sell just to recoup that investment?
I don't have any idea.
It's ridiculous, man. I mean, these guys are stepping out. They're jumping into the fray with both feet. A wing and a prayer, man.
I know. Could you imagine showing up as a new product and you got one stinking product? Just one. Yeah. And you go, wow, I got this great idea for a golf product. It's got to be affordable enough for a golfer to have. So the thing, we're going to sell it for $50.
Yeah.
Right? We make it for 12. We sell it for 50. It sounds like great profit. Let's go to the PGA show and sell a bunch of those. How many of those $55 things do they have that's going to cover that $30,000 booth fee? Quick math says you're out of business. That's what quick math says.
Yeah, it does.
You'd be way better off to spend $5,000 on some golf teacher's list. You could get on Facebook and find out and stalk all your golf pro friends or find all these teachers and start marketing it to them in that way, and you'd sell more and have more profit than if you went to the PGA show and paid Reed Exhibitions a ton of money to go set up your shop.
Or you could always find a nice golf show radio show.
It's just crazy how that is.
It's good for us, however, that people keep doing it.
Well, sure.
Because every year there is at least one thing that some of us will use as our holy grail. It'll be the one thing that makes our game come together. And you never know what it is or when it will happen or whatever.
Right.
That's right. Like, you know, you say we keep grasping at straws, more or less, looking for the one thing that's going to get it. I mean, I still have people who are like, I go to a guy, I said, I want to go fit it. I said, you're going to finally buy a club that fits you? He says, no, I just want to know what kind of club I should get because I want to get one of those crank clubs.
One of those crank drivers, you know, those 3-degree things that long drivers hit?
Yeah. And it's like, your swing speed's about 27 miles an hour, man. I don't think that driver's going to help you much.
You know? No, but I'm cranking the loft down.
So, you know, there's just so many things that I guess people don't understand about what they need to know, what they need to do to get better at this game. And why is it that the first thing that the majority of us don't think about is finding a teacher who knows his stuff and gonna go book a couple of lessons?
Because they think he's too expensive. For people to go, oh, I can get that by 3 clicks on the internet. Yeah. And that's free.
Yeah.
This guy's got a reputation. And that guy's information to me is free.
Yeah, and worth every penny.
You know what? People have asked me a long time ago, why do I not have anything out there on the tube?
Right.
I find no point in giving away really good information on the internet that can truly help people. I find no reason to give that away because I spent a long time paying for my education and helping people. Could you imagine if all the local people around me would then just stop coming and paying my fee because I was dumb enough to take the very same information and give it away to whoever wanted to click?
Yeah.
It just seems dumb.
And you'll also find a lot of times that when you're following somebody online, the one or two necessary elements to finish the lesson are missing and will only be offered if you want to sign up.
Get behind the paywall.
Premium membership. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
They hit you with those little salesman technique videos.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you there. Don't worry. Sign up and then we'll show you exactly the secret.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Watch this 62-year-old man hit a drive 387 yards. All right. For $29.95 a month, I'll show you how you can do that too.
Mm. Yeah. And there's, P.T. Barnum was right.
Yeah, exactly. So what we're saying, people, is basically, yeah, there are training aids, but there aren't are miracles. You may need some training aids. You may need some things to help with a little problem. My major problem with putting is alignment, and I would do what I need to do to learn how to recognize proper alignment. There are things I can buy to do that. There are techniques. There's things at my house already that I can use to do that.
Right. I mean, let's just think about it. Alignment has so much to do with your vision. And John, you continue to play with that same fake nose, mustache, and glasses combination that all of a sudden, you know, you can't see well out of that.
Yeah, I'm giving that up this year, man. And we've got a little bit more. We'll be right back. Hang out. We are those weekend golf guys.
The great Arnold Palmer once said, "Golf is deceptively simple and endlessly complicated." This quote applies to investing, too. It sounds easy, right? Invest your money and watch it grow. But 90% of the people lose money in the stock market. You can't control the markets, but you can control your risk. So how do billionaire investors control their risk? They diversify their portfolios with alternative assets like blue chip art. In fact, many billionaires allocate 10 to 30% of their entire portfolios to art. The simple fact is that blue chip art prices outpaced the S&P 500 by 164% from 1995 to 2020. That's why I was so excited when I found Masterworks. This alternative investing platform lets you invest in paintings by legends like Andy Warhol, Monet, and Picasso without spending millions. Over 300,000 people have signed up, and if you want priority access to their newest paintings, you need to log on to masterworks.art/weekend. See important disclosures at masterworks.io/disclosures.
It is Ask Those Weekend Golf Guys. I'm Sean Ashton. He is Jeff Smith. Been another great hour. Hopefully you have taken some of this information to heart. Yes, it is possible to put a decent golf simulator in your own home for less than, you know, 25, 30 grand, which is what they used to be.
I did see a cool one there for 35 grand, though. Oh, it was smooth.
Well, for 35 grand, it better be cool.
It was really cool. I got to tell you. The whole thing pitched and tilted forward and back and side to side, and you could see the whole – and you could putt on it, and it was just like, ooh-hoo.
That's the biggest thing, man. If they ever – I have always said if they ever develop one that you can putt accurately on,
yeah,
then indoor golf becomes a whole new game.
Oh, it's a whole new business right there, right? People like the putting.
All right.
Yeah.
I have to explore that further.
It was pretty good. 35 G's, brother. 35. You could do that.
Oh, yeah. You sure.
You just tell the wife, hey, look, this is for the show.
That's right.
We could do this. We're going to do this from the show. And she'll like, well, doesn't Jeff have one of those? And you're like, okay, I'll practice on it too. She'll laugh hysterically at that moment. She might fall down. You might have to do some CPR after that.
Right. Yeah, I know. This is the time. This is the time to do what you need to do. You just don't stand there and stare at the clubs longingly. Don't drive by the golf course and stare at it longingly. Do some stuff indoors with ping pong balls or with a net or whatever. And just keep your stuff up. Or find a guy like Jeff with an indoor studio and go take a lesson or 12.
Make sure they know what they're doing. You know, check their reputation.
Yeah.
Their reputation's good. If they're really making players better, then go and pay the extra fee. If they're not making players better, if they just got stuff, that doesn't make them a good helper.
No.
I did see one thing before we go. So everybody's always looking for spiffier clubs, right? They're always looking to, you know, get something new looking in the bag and all that stuff. I found at the show some polish for your clubs. Boy, let me tell you. They sat there and took some old, beat up, nasty looking clubs. And yeah, the polish doesn't do anything for the dings. But boy, let me tell you. They sat there and rubbed on this stuff. They took some stuff. And bam, it looked like a brand new set of clubs. And you're like, what the heck?
And think of how much better you'd play with that, huh? The next time you're out.
I got some brand new shiny gloves, boys.
Polish the clubs and then go play some golf.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.